and welcome to Survey Says. Just another episode for you. Actually, number 6. Very exciting times. I just hit myself in the head. That's fine. My name is Mel, if you didn't know. I'm a 20-year-old radio student from Sydney and the host and creator of this podcast. And as I do every episode, I have a guest. And since this is the last episode that will feature on our online zine, Scan Me, I have decided that I will have the guest from my first show, Maddie.
Hello, I'm back.
She is back. And we've also decided that this will no longer be a Mel Maltby podcast. It will be a Mel Maltby and Maddie Turner podcast.
Whoop, whoop. I'm officially a host. Does that mean I can speak at the beginning?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Upgraded.
So many more opportunities to speak now.
That's overwhelming.
So welcome to the podcast full time.
Whoop, whoop.
Yep. How do you feel about it?
It's going to be great.
Yay.
Yeah, I also have my own podcast, but that's why.
Well, what is it? Well, tell it, Me, Myself, and I.
It's called Me, Myself, and I. Hosted, a podcast hosted by me.
She's fired.
Yeah, I fire myself.
I just fired you. You can't talk properly now for some reason. You've decided to lose the ability to speak.
You know, sometimes English just doesn't come out.
Isn't your first language?
Spanish does.
Español.
Or Russian.
Muy caliente.
New Zealand. That's not a language, but is it Kiwi a language?
Kiwi. It's not a Maori.
Okay, yeah, well, fair.
I believe.
But this is not a podcast about
that.
Languages.
No, but I am going to New Zealand, which is fun. I booked myself a solo trip to Queenstown.
Nice therapeutic weekend.
I'm very excited about it. Anyway, back to the podcast.
back again.
So Maddie and I are both working on an online zine called Scan Me that comes out next week. Like, it will be finished next week.
Very soon, yes.
So to have a little geese, you can head to scanmezine.wordpress.com.
A dot a com.
And check out all the stuff there. Maddie.
Yes.
Since you're new to the show, would you like to do the about section?
So under pressure.
Under pressure.
I'm not good at reading scripts.
Oh, you haven't even practiced.
No, I haven't practiced, but it's fine.
Go for it.
Okay. So.
Put on your best Mel voice.
So for Survey Says, we release a new survey every 2 weeks with questions surrounding a different theme each time. It collects the thoughts and opinions of the public, and then we get the pleasure of sharing them with you.
Woot.
Back to the audience.
Indeed.
There is a new episode every fortnight on Wednesday mornings. You can head to surveysayspodcast.wordpress.com to listen to past episodes, as well as check out the survey following this episode for the next one. Go do it and you might be featured.
Yay! Thanks, Maddie. That was more perfect than I could ever think. You can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook under the same name, Mel Maltby Radio.
Yep, and you can find me on Instagram at _Maddie_Turner.
Perfect.
Yes.
All links will be on the website.
Yep.
But for now, this episode right here, right now, the theme is Do You Think ...
Yep.
So got
political,
some
controversial drama
stuff that just makes you think
all of that jazz.
So we'll jump straight in with the questions then. Do you think that we will be able to stop climate change before it's too late?
It's a big question.
It is. It's very current right now, considering we just had the election.
Yep.
And one of the biggest things going on in everyone's mind, especially our generation, is climate change and what the government's going to do to help it. Or stop it.
help it end. Not help it progress. That would not be a good thing.
No. So, I mean, I want it to stop. Like, I think if enough people put in enough power, you know, one person doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
But when one person turns into 100 people, turns into all of Australia, it can.
Guys, you can buy reusable straws at Kmart for like $5.
Yes.
Just so you know.
The metal ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like that little thingy that you shove up inside them to clean them. It sounded really
like
bad.
Like a cleaner thing.
Like it's like a spoolie thing.
Okay. The gesture you was doing was not a nice one. The way you were saying
it. No one else
saw it. No one knows. It's just between
you
and me.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. So, I mean, I personally, I'm going to say I think it will. I think we will be able to stop climate change before it's too late because there are enough people, I guess like me, like us, who are like, we really need it to happen or we're going to die out sooner than we should.
Yes. Well, I don't actually know like a whole lot on climate change. I should probably research it, but
me
you know.
Too.
But like because so many of the young people are so for ending it, and like as we grow up and we go into well, some of us, obviously not me, but as we go into parliament and some of us become prime minister and stuff like that, I reckon in the future at least we have
a
chance.
That's when things will change.
Yeah. Because our generation will rise up.
Yeah, but we don't have time. Like, we don't have, like, we only have, like, 20 years. So.
Yeah, in 20 years, I'll be, like,
40.
38.
Ew. I guess so. But by then, it'll be too late.
Well, then we just have to live in a post-apocalyptic place, I guess.
Great. It's just what I want to be doing.
It's going to be fine.
All right. So let's listen to what some of the answers from the survey consist of. So we actually only have one answer for someone who thinks, yes, do you think we will be able to stop climate change before it's too late? And it comes from Verity. She says, in one of the latest opinion polls, in brackets before the election, more than 80% of people said they want action on climate change. Politicians are slower to act, but people are installing solar panels, talking about electric cars, etc. Business is also starting to invest. When the government sees it makes economical sense, as well as environmental, they will jump on the bandwagon. Just so frustrating that it's so slow.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. If it's so slow, like...
like, we need it now.
Yeah. I suppose it kind of, it does make sense, but I just don't know if they're going to be able to jump on the bandwagon fast enough.
Yeah.
They're going to do it, like, a week before it's too late.
Yeah.
Be like, okay, guys, time to stop it now.
It's too late. But we did get a lot. This episode's going to be quite long because it's political. Yeah. We've got lots of angles to look at. So here are quite a few answers that we got from the survey for people who believe not.
Yep.
So first one is from Crandis.
Who the fuck is Crandis?
I don't know, actually. That's a great question. Well, Crandis.
Leave a comment if you get that reference.
No one understands that reference except Crandis. Shout out to Crandis.
Hey, Crandis, how you doing?
So Crandis says, people aren't willing to give up their comforts and large companies won't change quick enough to stop it. Very valid point.
I feel like, that's very true. People, once they get comfortable, they're not getting out of their comfort zone.
Exactly. Do you want to say next one?
Yeah. So Nicole says, it's already too late to take any preventative actions against climate change. All we can do now is try our best not to make it worse.
Yeah. Which is true. Sadly.
I feel like that's what most people think, like, rather than stopping it, just preventing it as long as we can.
Yeah, because it is inevitable. I feel like we're already too late to stop it.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was always going to be a thing. I mean, slowly, scientifically, Earth is moving closer to the sun, so we're heating up anyway.
It's getting hot in here.
So I guess our generation, the people who are currently alive, just want to keep ourselves alive for as long as possible.
Yeah, self. Self.
Well, every man for himself.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Self-preservation.
Yes, there you go.
That's what.
And what's the other one? Wow, we're so bad at thinking upbeat. natural selection.
Natural selection, yeah.
Yeah, that as well.
Are we going back to the caveman?
Oh, we love caveman.
Caveman, who?
What is it? Shark bait. Hoo-ha-ha.
Yes. Fish are friends, not
Fish
food.
Fish are friends, not food. All right. Bailey says, most governments are not prioritising climate change and are instead ignoring the issue.
Well, a lot
like
of people
our government.
Are well. Yeah.
Yeah.
ScoMo.
ScoMo at ScoMo. Did you see that Donald Trump congratulated ScoMo on him winning?
I know.
Isn't that horrible? Like, that's scary.
I mean, it's kind of interesting, yeah.
It's like, what are your values, ScoMo? And are they, like... because if Donald Trump likes you, then, like, you might have the same stuff going on.
Well, it's interesting that, like, all the people who, like both of them got in without, like, expectation. Like, no one expected them to get in. You know, the Labour Party even went to the club, like, before the results came in because they were, like, so sure they were going to win. So they wanted to celebrate before. So because afterwards they had all that work to do. So they went and celebrated and then they didn't get in.
And then also, like, the sporting bet website, like, paid out early. Because they honestly thought that Labour's were going to win. Lol.
Tea.
That's the tea. And then, a couple did it together. Ali and Kendrick.
Oh, cute.
They say, because so many people are ignorant, don't care, or don't believe in global warming and other environmental issues to give a frick about it.
Frick-a-frack. Natalie says, because of the existing investment in fossil fuels, but I think the planet will survive without us.
Yeah, but see, we want to survive.
Yeah. I mean, would the animals survive?
No.
No. It would just be like the planet floating in space but that see, as Thanos soon as can we... take over.
Thanos. But then when we die out, like we are the ones causing climate change. Once yeah. we're gone, the Earth will thrive.
Maybe aliens will come.
Do aliens exist? Should have asked that.
Yeah.
That's all right. The answer is yes. Anyway. Tim says, the rate at which we've deteriorated the planet makes it an almost certainty. Hopefully I'm wrong, but I'm not hopeful. Our own impacts will result in our extinction and good riddance. This planet, although it may be altered, will be much better without us. Until then, I'm going to keep collecting used coffee cups to build a fort. Please bring me coffee cups.
Wow, what a positive answer, Tim.
All right, I'll bring... Actually, I bought a reusable coffee cup last week.
That's right, from Starbucks.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee though, so I use it for hot chocolates.
Fair enough. So we all need that sugar rush.
One coffee cup at a time. I think they are they recyclable?
Sorry? Oh, coffee cups. Yeah. No, technically they're not because the inside of them has like a chemical to stop the water from going through, so it's not actually paper. That's the tea. So they can't actually recycle them.
Right, so get your reusable stuff,
yeah, get
stuff,
reusable
fam.
Ones.
Mine's porcelain. I probably should have got like metal, like a thermos.
Because yeah,
porcelain breaks really easily.
But it's better than paper.
No, exactly.
So, like...
Yeah, exactly.
I just shrugged, but no one can see me.
Exactly.
Kelly says, we can't stop it. All we can do is find a way to adopt more sustainable lifestyles in order to minimize the impact and find ways to live in our changing world.
You're not wrong, Kelly.
No, I feel like a lot of people think that way as well.
Yeah.
Like, we can't stop it at this point, so let's just prevent it as long as we can.
Lots of stuff going on about environmental stuff these days, considering the election and just the amount of time we have left to fix it. So the overall percentage of people who are saying no, saying yes, 69.2% of people said no. They do not think we will be able to stop climate change before it's too late. Which means 30.8% said, yes, we might be able to change it.
So highly negative.
Yeah.
Everyone's just sad. They've just accepted it.
But I feel it in my bones. Like, I swear I'm part psychic. I feel it in my bones. We can do it. Like,
if
it's not time.
Everyone bands together.
I think we can. I think this will be the most united the world will be.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, there's still all, like, the war and everything that's still going on and, like, Korea and all like that. So, like, they're not thinking about climate change. They're just thinking about their own little country.
Well, if we start with Australia, you know.
Australia's just going to be the best place.
It's going to be, like, green. I love Australia.
I love Australia.
I still call Australia home. Alrighty. Moving on to question number two. Another political kind of question.
We love a political question.
Do you think Donald Trump will be re-elected as president next year?
It's a hard question.
Because it's like, it's like no matter what I think, America is still America.
Well, the thing is, like, when he was first elected, no one expected him to be. But that's, I feel like... Okay, so
readjusted her seating.
So I feel like the people who don't like Donald Trump are very loud and very vocal, and they're the only people who are really heard. And that's why everyone was so surprised when he got in, because the people knew that they're like who liked Donald Trump know that their opinion isn't popular, and so they're not going to speak out about it and be hated. They're just going to vote, right?
Yeah.
So like, I feel like the same thing could happen next year.
I feel like it's not impossible.
No. Yeah.
But. Has he done anything good for America?
I think he's done some things that are good, but like a lot of it is bad.
Yeah. Or just nothing at all.
No, I feel like I don't know that much about American politics, but like everything he does can't be all bad for everyone, everyone's point of view.
Yeah.
You know?
No one's going to be happy either way.
No.
Well, let's hope he's not. I just hope that the people who did vote for him have realized how much of a shit president he is to convert their vote.
Yeah.
You know, that's all we can really hope for is that people change their mind. Or there's obviously like a more suitable candidate up against him.
Dude, everyone who's gone for president has just been like not good in some way, but that's just because we're all human, right? Like, humans really shouldn't be able to be in charge of other humans. Like, we're horrible.
Well, who's going
to
be in charge of us then? Animals? Dogs?
Well, like, I don't know. Humans are just so flawed that there's going to be something wrong with them either way.
There's only so much we can do. Well, let's have a look. Have a little look, see what the survey says.
Yes.
Survey says, oh, see what I did there? So for yes, do you think Donald Trump will be reelected as president next year? Verity says, sigh, look, no one is listening to anyone else. People feel abandoned and ignored. Trump has supporters, lots of them, who will feel like more progressive people are calling them dumb. It's the same in Australia. People on the left call people on the right stupid and racist. Until we listen to one another instead of shouting, we'll be unable to reach any kind of sane compromise.
I like that.
And we end up with the leadership we deserve that appeals to our basest human instincts. And then Natalie says, sadly, I think this is a real possibility. I think progressives haven't been very good at communicating their case for change to the majority of the population. And Donald Trump is, he did it one time, he could do it again.
Yeah, you know, I don't agree with his personal decisions, like, either. Like, it's an interesting situation. Yeah. Anyway, shall we move on to the nose?
We shall.
Let's. So, Crandis says, I really bloody hope not. I didn't think he was going to be elected the first time, though, so who knows?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people's point of
view. Which is what we've been saying this whole time.
Yeah, I remember I was in school when it happened, and everyone's just like, what the heck is... We were in the private school, but everyone's just like, what the heck is happening? Like, how is Donald... How did he get in? Everyone thought Hillary was going to get it. So, like... Also, after Obama, everyone loved Obama.
Yeah, he was good. He did good. Yeah. He also did some bad things.
He also did bad. But
for the most part, we see him as a good president.
Which is weird because, like, he still did bad things.
But still.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Yes.
Next one.
On to the next one. Sorry.
She's ridiculous. Welcome to the podcast.
Nicole says, the world is shockingly bad, and as much as we all live in our bubbles of progression, there's such a huge percentage of Americans who agree with and support the decisions of the cheese puff.
Yes, we love cheese puffs.
Yeah, cheese puffs are great, but not Donald Trump.
Bailey says, I believe the Democratic candidates have a much higher support base this time around. Christian says, I hope that America had come to an understanding that this man has been the most unreliable, unethical, untruthful man to ever run a democratic country in the history of the world.
Okay, in the history of the world is a bit. It's like,
this is my brother we're talking about.
I know, but like, read about the other presidents. That's pretty
true.
Horrible. Like,
you're not wrong. But,
yeah, I see. You know what? It's fine. You know? I see his point.
Yeah.
Ali and Kendrick, the couple is back again.
Woot woot, thank couple. You, Ali and Kendrick.
Because people will realize he done fricked up. You done messed up, A.A. Ron. Don't you know what that's
from? Oh my god,
from?
What is that from?
That's from that YouTube video where the teacher keeps saying everyone's name's wrong.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
yes, 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 yes. Yeah, I got it.
I mean? Yeah.
I got it.
What's the other one? Jacqueline.
Can I play it? Will we get copyrighted?
We won't get copyrighted.
How do I... Aaron.
Aaron.
A.
Jacqueline.
I have seen it.
Jacqueline. So Jacqueline here.
Oh, it's Key and Peele.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about data.
Now with Telstra Prepaid Max.
So you don't have to worry about data.
Da, da, da. Da, da,
da. All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city. So don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a roll here. Jacqueline. Where's Jacqueline at? No Jacqueline here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay. So that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jacqueline.
What else? Where's A.A. Ron?
Balake.
Okay, we get the gist. Yeah. That has nothing to do with anything. All right, sorry. Let's read Ali and Kendrick's response again.
Ali and Kendrick say, because people will realize he done fricked up. Tim says, because he won based on Democratic laziness and arrogance. Oh, no one will vote for him. We have it in the bag. I hope Americans with common sense will actually drag themselves to the voting booth next time and elect the only acceptable candidate, Danny DeVito.
Yes! True. Danny DeVito!
I'm down.
Oh, God, how funny. Well, I mean, it's true. Because America, you don't have to vote. Like, it's not legal.
Which is strange. I still haven't enrolled to vote.
Oops. You should probably do that.
I should probably do that.
Your vote could have changed. Exposed. Oh, you're 18 now.
Yeah.
Last time it was your birthday.
It was.
So 2 weeks ago.
I'm a new adult.
She's a new adult. We can drink now. Here's to Maddie. She's true blue. But she doesn't actually have a drink, so it's kind of pointless. So
I have a phone case with nuggets in it.
Oh, oofed.
It says nugget.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my God, we both have sparkly phone cases.
Fun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Are we related?
I think so. And the last response comes from Kelly saying, I just can't entertain the idea that he will be elected again. It cannot be.
You shall not
pass.
Be elected.
Elected.
Blackie.
All righty. So the overall percentage for Will Donald Trump. What is it? Do you think? Do you think Donald Trump will be re-elected as president next year? 69.2% of people say no, which is good because we don't want him.
I don't know why I whispered that.
And then 30.8% of people said yes because Americans are silly.
Because Americans.
But just because Americans.
They just eat too many cheeseburgers.
Speaking of Americans, question number three.
Yes.
Do you think James Charles is getting the negative attention he deserves?
Big oofed.
So let's give a little backstory to people who don't know. So James Charles had this big YouTube internet debacle with another YouTuber named Tati Westbrook. So they were really good friends. She was like his mentor and they were like really close. Anyway, shit went down. She outed him to the internet, claiming that he had done things that he actually didn't.
Yep.
But we didn't know that at the time. And then James, a week later or so, he posted a video shutting everything she had said down.
With all these receipts. But there was actually a video that exposed him. Apparently he faked the receipts.
Or,
like, the dates aren't the same.
But he also said that it was an Australian time zone.
Also, anyone could just, like, Photoshop them to make it
exactly.
Fake. And he seemed pretty genuine. Like,
he seemed very mad about the whole situation.
He seemed really, like, pissed off.
This is my situation. This is what happened. I'm helping my, like, I am.
Yeah.
He was sticking up for himself. And I really genuinely thought that.
Yeah. And then Jeffree Star went out and made a video he just loves jumping in on the drama. And then he's like, no more drama. I'm like, this didn't even involve you in the first place.
He involved himself.
Yeah.
But yeah, and so from the first video, James Charles got lots and lots of hate. He lost all his
lot of 3 million, I
subscribers.
Think, in like a few days.
Yeah.
I was refreshing. It was going down 50 a second.
Yeah.
So
it was quite intense. So the question comes from, do you think that he deserves all the negative attention? If you want to find out more, there's more tea and stuff online.
Yeah, just look it up. You'll find it.
Yeah, exactly. So I think he didn't deserve the hate. Like, he's so young. He's 19. He didn't know what he was doing. And being so young and in the social media industry, I think people should have given him some slack. He's human. He makes mistakes.
Yes.
And Tati shouldn't have outed him like that.
No. Like, she's an adult and she should be more mature than that.
Of course.
And pursued a like, keep pursuing him, even if he shut her down, to, like, that sounds really bad, but, like, to talk to him in person before just, like, the mental state he must have been in for that week, it must have been so bad.
Yeah.
Like, can you, just everyone
imagine
hating on him.
The whole world. 3 million people.
I know, losing all his sponsors and all of that. Oh, must have been hell.
And he didn't even get to say his side of the story till a week later.
No, because he figured, we'll just let it, like, die down and then I'll.
Yeah, and he didn't have time. He was traveling at the time. He was in Australia, actually. So neither of us think he deserved it?
No, I don't think.
Well,
I don't
think to pay attention to.
Yeah, I don't think anyone deserves that amount of hate.
No, I think everyone needs to be more forgiving.
Yeah.
Need to live in a more forgiving world.
We're all human.
We are, exactly.
We all make mistakes.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody has those days.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Everybody gets, nobody's perfect. Oh. I gotta work it. Again and again till I get it right.
Just watch the audio spike, like, all the way.
Comments from the survey.
Yes.
People who said yes.
Yep. Verity says, neither yes nor no, really. I don't actually care, but I get that it's taken the planet by storm. I suspect the whole thing is a total scam cooked up by James Tati and Jeffree Star, all to get more subs. Move on.
I think it has moved on now. Like,
it has moved on.
Been a week since James posted his video helping himself
out. I feel
out.
Like the internet moves on from things really quickly.
Yeah. Like, they react really quickly, and then we move on really quickly. Yeah. Which is good.
But, like, the cook, like, a whole scam, I feel like that's a possibility. But also, James lost so many subscribers.
So many.
Like, it wouldn't have been worth it.
No. Definitely not.
Maybe cooked up by, like, Tardy and Jeffree, but mm-hmm. I don't think James would have been involved.
No.
Nicole says, that was disturbing. Nicole says, all negative situations should be brought to light, especially if the person has such a huge platform and is so influential to many young people.
Yeah. Should have thought it through a lot more.
Yeah, but at the same time, it was just joking, according to him. So,
what was joking?
Well, he was joking when he was making, like, the things that exposed him. When he was just like,
like, there were reasons behind, like, yeah.
Yeah, there were reasons behind what he did. He still probably shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But
they weren't as...
People need to take less things guilty. Seriously these
yeah.
days.
Like, he wasn't as guilty as Tati was making him out to
no.
be. So he didn't get a chance to explain himself till a week later.
Yeah, that's harsh.
So it is. Moving on to people who thinks, no, he shouldn't have deserved it.
You can say this one. It's very long.
I will say this one. All right, so this is from Ali and Kendrick. So I'm guessing it's a couple. Yep. So I'm assuming that it's both of their thoughts together, hence why it's so long. All right, they say, everyone makes mistakes. Everyone has those days. Oh, my God. Just kidding. It's the fact that we have really only heard one side of it so far, and we were also quick to judge, myself included. So, yeah, I released this survey before James could stand up for himself.
Yeah.
Then she says, but seeing all of the negative feedback and death threats is really unfair when we are all outsiders to the situation. And making such hard comments without the entire evidence is the reason why people may harm themselves or worse.
That's very true.
Long story short, yes, he has done some really unfavorable things, as Tati said, and I don't condone his actions at all, but we should learn all sides of the story before we are so quick to judge and harass him. Which is very... good point.
Yes, because no one's mental health should be that bad.
No, mental health is...
because of a few mistakes.
It's like, so fragile.
It is.
Especially when 3 million people are having a go at
yeah.
you. Like, all I did was unsubscribe. I didn't burst it out anymore. I didn't make it a big deal. I laughed at some memes.
Yeah.
But I didn't...
Well, I wasn't subscribed in the first place. So
oh, okay. That's
I
good.
Just existed.
Yeah. I think I resubscribed. Like, same thing she said, so quick to judge, so quick
yes.
to act, because we'd only heard one side of the story.
Yeah.
But from what she was saying, it really made it like there was...
Because she looked so sincere.
I think
well,
she was.
So, yeah.
But she didn't realize that we only saw what she said. Like, in her mind, she knows everything.
Yeah.
But she only said the important parts that, you know, outed him.
Yeah. So we didn't ever get the real story when this was put out.
No, we didn't. Yeah. We hadn't yet.
Yeah.
But since then, you know, James has shut everything down.
Good on him.
And then Natalie says, I don't care. Whatever. They should all just go away.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And then Kelly says, I know the sitch. I just don't care. All the drama is unnecessary.
Very true. I'm so tired of drama in the makeup community. Oh, my gosh.
It's so dramatic. And then finally, Crandice says, never heard of Jimmy Charlie before. Ha ha. Thanks, Candace. So the overall... So I did give an option for don't know the sitch for some people who just, you know, wasn't quite caught up. So 38.5% of people just didn't know what the heck was going on.
Fair.
Yeah. But then 30.8% of people said no and 30.8% of people said yes. So,
oh,
it's,
so it's pretty even.
It's split. And then there's
just
people
like
who just
Tati
don't know.
And James. Oh!
That's the tea.
Bye, sister.
Bye, sister. Alrighty, moving on to the last question. Question number 4. I think it's my favorite question. It's so random. It's so like...
It is.
Do you think ghosts are real?
Look, I keep an open mind. You're looking at the time?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've got stories to tell.
I don't know. I haven't had any experiences with them, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I'll keep an open mind and say yeah.
Yeah, sure. No, that's fair enough.
Why not?
Yeah. It's like aliens. Like
there's no science behind it, but there's no... is there science against it? But also
no,
science
but
can
there
be
is
wrong, so like...
I feel like it's not something science can measure. It's completely different. It's of another realm. Wow.
We sound here insane. Here we go.
Conspiracy theories, Illuminati confirmed. Ghosts are real. Like, there's no doubt about it. I have three in my house.
I think you should move.
They followed us.
That's nice.
Yeah. So we don't know who they are, but we believe there's a little girl on the stairs.
That's really creepy.
And there's an older man downstairs in my mum's room. So the little girl used to come upstairs into my room, move things around, like jewelry and stuff. Hence why we think she's a girl, because you don't want to come in my room and play with my stuff. I just kind of got that vibe. And then downstairs is an older man. Mum's like seen him. She's spoken to him. And
oh, besties.
Bestie. And so he only really acts up when we're like painting the house or like moving things around.
And he gets pissed off.
He does. Like,
how
one
dare
time,
you renovate?
Yeah. Well, see, my stepdad is a truck driver. So he gets up really early in the morning.
Right.
Anyway, so Mum hears him leave, is, you know, half asleep, whatever, till she gets up. But one morning she thought Troy was just walking around doing whatever, but she heard bangs out in the hallway. She was like, what the heck? Got up. The umbrellas from next to the front door were thrown down the front corridor.
Oh my gosh.
And was hitting the walls. Yeah.
That's fun.
Like, fine. That's
the Conjuring,
cool.
The Exorcist.
You know? So that was weird. Mm-hmm. That's fun. And, you know, she's seen things. She's heard things. They've
That's
both
creepy.
Witnessed things.
Have you watched The Sixth Sense?
Yes. Oh, my God. I love that movie. I see dead people.
Yeah.
So spoilers. but, yeah, so I've experienced it. My friend Taylor has super experienced it. She had so many in her past, so many at her old place. It's just, yeah. My dad can feel spirits.
Oh.
Not so much ghosts, but he just, you know, has that vibe. So they're real.
No, my only experiences with ghosts is like getting up to go to the toilet and being like, ugh, there's totally something following me. But like, you know, that's just paranoia though.
There was another example from when I was hanging with my friend Taylor. We were at her mate's place. We're just hanging out. And he had previously told her that he saw like this ghost in the doorway / down his hallway.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're at his place and I hadn't been there before, but it was nighttime and I was just kind of like, oh, whatever. I completely forgot she had told me this prior to me being there.
Yeah.
And I'm standing in the hallway just outside his doorway and I get shivers and I'm like, Taylor, is this house haunted? Like, are there ghosts here? And she's like, yeah, do you not remember me telling you about the hallway and the doorway? And I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I could hardly sleep.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Have you watched, there's two guys on BuzzFeed who do like ghost haunting stuff. It's like
really?
Ryan and someone else.
Oh, fun.
They're so funny.
Oh, my God. Watch.
Like, there's this this meme around him. Because they go to like haunted houses and stuff at night and sleep over.
Yeah.
And he just goes, hey, ghosts, it's me. No, hey, demons, it's me, your boy. It's like, it's just, you should watch them.
Oh, my God, I definitely will. Okay, so that's enough stories. Now we'll go to the survey.
Yes.
My brother Christian says, what I just said, basically, bitch, I got three in my house. Which we do.
Yeah.
And Natalie says, I have seen them.
Natalie, what stories are you hiding?
Ooh.
Spill.
Natalie.
No, she's not here. Oh, yeah, she's probably gone home, actually.
Yeah, like everyone else.
Whoops.
Yeah, so that's all we have for yes, actually.
Yeah.
Which is a bit annoying.
People are cynical.
Well, you got all my... Yeah, people are so close-minded.
Yeah.
How rude. I love how people are like, yeah, no, Donald Trump could possibly get back into power. I'm open-minded.
But ghosts are not real. Makes sense.
Well, we've got for no.
Krenda says, I've never seen any evidence of it myself, and logically, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, that's fair.
Krenda's just rewind. All the stories. Yeah. I have more. Hit me up if you want more.
Nicole says, I don't think spooky people are left floating between realms and have sheets over their heads at all. It's hard to say a definite no, though, because I've never had an experience with a ghost myself, but anything's possible.
Look, it's not ghosts like sheets over their head, obviously. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about humans who are dead.
Yeah.
Look, okay, it's a bit silly.
Yeah.
But I guess in my mind, ghosts are like a different, like we've got us.
We've got dead people.
And in like a parallel, like living with us, like in this universe, they're just a different species. Like humans, animals, different species. Ghosts, a different species.
Does that
species.
Mean there's different like types of ghosts?
Yeah, demons. Demons.
Oh, you maybe know, nice ghosts.
Nice ghosts.
I'm down with that. Casper, the friendly ghost.
Exactly. Like there are ghosts who are just chilling, and then there are demons, and then there's The Conjuring, you know.
Yeah.
There are different. That's what I'm saying. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I do understand the theory.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But everything's a theory, I guess.
I guess so.
The theory,
like the Illuminati.
Yeah. I just want ghosts to be real so that when I die, I can like have the option of being like a ghost and haunting people just for fun. How fun.
Just like on your deathbed, you're about to go, I have a survey for you. Yeah. If you wanted to be a ghost, would you be? Yes. Amazing. You're hired.
I know. I get to like heaven or hell and they'll be like, so do you want to be dead and party or do you want to be a ghost and party? I'm like, ghost.
It'll be like a job interview. So why do you think you'd be a good, why do you think you'd be a good ghost?
Why should we hire you as a ghost? Pretend what? I'm a person. Please perform a haunting.
What can you bring to our business?
What can you bring to the table as a ghost? Please hear. Let's hear your boo.
Ooh. Amazing.
That's a job interview I could do.
Hired. Alrighty, moving on.
Bailey says, I don't believe in the spiritual stuff.
Moving on.
Tim says, because I asked them and they said, stop asking us if we're ghosts, nerd. We're not ghosts and we're filling out a restraining order.
Tim, who are you hanging out with?
Tim, I want to meet you. You have a good sense of humour.
You do. Let's be friends.
Yeah.
All right. And then finally, Kelly says, I think our brains are powerful and suggestible. Sure, energy that we can't see is real, but we can't perceive everything, but not like ghosts in the movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
And then, all right, so I'll move to, do you have any last final thoughts?
No, I think we're good.
Cool.
Just the percentage.
Indeed. So the percentage, the winner, the bigger answer, the, what would
the,
you call it?
Highest vote.
We're both just stuck on things.
I know, it's been a long day.
58.3% of people say no, ghosts are not real.
Okay, so the majority.
So the majority of people think, nah.
Everyone's just so pessimistic.
God, guys. See, at least Maddie's open-minded.
That's fair.
At least Maddie's open-minded. Thank you, Madeline.
Madeline.
I'm like, Madison, Madeline. Don't remember.
Thanks, Mel.
You're welcome.
Love you.
Illy. Sisters.
Before methos.
All right. So this is a new thing I've introduced. Since the past couple of episodes, I've added a bonus question.
Bonus round.
Well, we need to add. Remember when Bailey did a bonus question?
Oh, yeah. Bones.
I'll see if I can add that in. If not, you got this. Sorry. So the bonus question was, do you have a political or controversial hashtag unpopular opinion?
Here are some questions.
Oh, no. Do you have any?
Oh, do I have any unpopular opinions? I don't remember what I said. I did have an unpopular opinion. Oh, yeah. Not really an opinion, but I would love to see Shane Dawson do a video on the whole James Charles situation so we can find out the actual truth of the matter.
Yeah.
That'd be really good.
That would. I think it's what we deserve.
We deserve closure.
We were on a break.
That's another unpopular opinion.
And that's what I call closure from Friends, where she's like,
yeah,
I am over you, and that's what I call
closure.
And then she's like, Ross is like, over me, when were you under me?
Slam.
All right, I guess my thing is, ghosts are real, Taylor Swift is awesome, and Labour should have won. Climate change is real. And we should do whatever we can to fix it.
Good summary.
Thanks. All right. So this is what some of the people said. So Crandis says, people tell me I brush my teeth very aggressively / fast. I've never noticed this before. It's like when people brush their tongue so much that they gag. Hate that.
Ew, why would you do that?
Why would you do
self-harm?
That? Not quite. But it's not fun to listen to.
Well, I mean, why would you do? Why would you make yourself gag?
Because you want to brush your teeth so much, you want to get back to the back of your tongue. It just ends up.
I hate that.
Yeah,
I hate
me too.
The back of my tongue.
You hate the back of your tongue?
Yeah, I hate it. Wow. With a passion.
Shade. Nicole says, it's not unpopular, but please, can there be less old white men in power? It's ruining our world. Bailey says, I'm a communist / socialist. So I guess that's controversial. Ali and Kendrick.
Subscribe to PewDiePie.
God, he made James Charles as cancelled.
I love PewDiePie.
I've never watched a single one of his videos.
He went through a dark period of like not being that great, and now he's really good.
Yeah.
Again.
Fair enough.
He's pretty funny.
Natalie says, I don't think that there should be any losers in sporting contests. Both teams in the grand final are very good and have worked really hard. It seems unfair that one loses.
Oh my god.
That's so out of context.
I know. I love it though. It's just so cute.
How sweet.
She's got a point, but like also it's a contest.
That's, no one thinks about that though.
No.
But that's fair. Everyone, we just need more self-love. We need more love in the world, more equality. Everyone should win. Tim says.
Yes.
Oh, he's got an unpopular opinion. Give it to me.
All marriage should be abolished. Huh? It's an ancient concept that really shouldn't have any bearing on our lives anymore. If you love someone, just live with them and have some kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
Sure.
Continue.
Also, every generation in a family should select a new last name. Why should I be doomed to be the boring ass Samuel picked by my ancestors when Wolfgang works so much better? Also, soup should be illegal.
Soup should be illegal.
Okay, let's just talk about the marriage thing, okay? Marriage is commitment, though. That's why it's a thing.
So it originated from, you know, I watched a video on it. It's like, why do people get married? And, you know, it started as, you know, a binding of families, you know, in the medieval period, you know, when it came to royal family, whatnot. So that makes sense. So, yeah, it originated as a contract, you know, and when it, in the later on, it became more of a social thing. And now it really doesn't play a big part in relationships. Like, people are terrified by marriage because it's such a commitment.
But if you love someone, then you should want to be committed to them.
Yeah, but some, like, I want to get married.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, same, obviously.
Yeah. Give me that ring.
Yeah.
But I guess some people, look, scares them, which is fair. Like, especially if you're young, like 20.
Well, then don't get married when you're 20.
True.
Like.
you'll want to do it later. I don't know. Marriage is a weird concept.
Yeah, but like I feel like at least if you're married and you've shown that commitment, like if you don't want to be with them anymore, you have to go through legal things. Whereas if you're not married and you like, how are you going to figure out the kids? How are you going to figure out where it's just not going to work.
No.
If you have kids and you decide not to be with them anymore, like with your significant other, and you're not married, then legally,
nothing
like they can't
can
do
be
anything.
Done. Yeah. I think something can be done.
Can they?
I think so. I should have looked this up first.
Yeah. But I didn't know this was even going to come up. That's a really strange.
Yeah.
I guess it's an unpopular opinion.
Yeah. Well give me that ring.
Boo.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't want to meet. I don't want to.
No, we don't like
Tim
anymore.
If he doesn't want to marry me, that's rude.
Oh my goodness. Alrighty. Last couple of ones. Steven said, I think Labour's loss at the election was obvious from the start and they should have seen it coming and done more. Ensure a win in the unlosable election. Agree.
I kind of agree with the fact that, like, Labour was losing from the beginning. Like, it was...
Yeah, why am I
kind
twisting?
Of... I don't know. I kind of saw it coming, to be honest.
Yeah, look, everyone did, but they didn't. Like, I guess we just had so much hope that Labour was going to win so we could change some things around. But in the end, everyone who's going to vote for Liberal, it's just majority of the population. You know, the older generation vote for Liberals. The younger are more Labour inclined. It's just how it happened.
Either party, though, isn't, like, a great option.
No one's happy. Here we go with politics again. No one's going
to
be happy. Either way.
Anyway.
And then Kelly says, time for the end of capitalism.
Dun 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 dun.
Dun dun dun
dun.
What a way to end the show.
What a way to end, yeah.
So that is it for Survey Says. Episode number 6. This was the last episode of Scare Me.
Yeah, that's really strange.
Yeah, but I mean, it'll continue
every
2 weeks for the moment.
Well, it has to now. I'm a host. You can't just.
Yeah,
like...
we can't just stop now. Maddie, I decided I don't like you, so I'm just not going to do the podcast anymore. Adios. Don't forget to follow my blog, surveysayspodcast.wordpress.com. Our blog.
Whoop, whoop.
That it's run by me, I guess.
Yeah, well.
Which is fine.
Shade.
The new survey will be posted soon, so keep an eye on that. It'll be on the website. If you could please fill it out, your answers are super, super, super greatly appreciated, and you'll get mentioned in the podcast.
Almost definitely.
Almost definitely.
Yeah.
And there will also be links to my Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. which is Mel Maltby Radio.
And my socials are all something along the lines of Maddie Turner.
It'll be linked.
You know my Instagram, _Maddie_Turner.
Yeah.
I think everything else is just Madeline Turner.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you. Welcome to the show.
Woo!
Welcome to the podcast.
Yay.
We're basically sisters.
Pretty much.
We've decided this. We've adopted each other.
We look alike. We're basically the same person.
Yeah. It's a great time.
I'm really tired.
Oh.
I know.
Okay, I think it's time to go home.
I know, I'm going to be catching the train in peak hour.
Oh, me
so
too.
So are you.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, thanks everyone for listening. Maddie, I really enjoyed our time together today.
Yes, it was fun.
All right, well, that is it for Survey Says this week. Love you all. Thank you, Maddie, once again.
Yes, I love you all too.
Do you love me?
Of course I love you.
Oh, thanks.
Aww.
Alrighty. Bye.
Bye. See you next time.